Recently, the controversial Regulatory Standards Bill passed its third and final reading. The bill has raised concerns amongst many for a variety of reasons, including its lack of recognition of te tiriti or waitangi, the risks it poses to the environment, and what opponents say is its narrow neoliberal framework. The bill, during public submissions, received 156,000 submissions, with over 98% voicing their opposition to the proposed legislation. News and editorial director Joel spoke to Jeffrey Bertram, a visiting scholar and retired lecturer at the Victoria University of Wellington, about the bill, why it is so polarising, and what the passing of this bill means heading forward.
I want to take a step back first and ask, what is the Regulatory Standards Bill, especially in this final iteration?
And the final iteration, frankly, is very close to the original. It's, from my point of view, a very extreme measure to impose a very strong set of ideological suppositions onto the behaviour of the New Zealand government. And it's important to recognise that this bill is not just an isolated example. It's part of what has been a very long-running campaign since the 1980s by what I would call neoliberal thinkers, based really on a bunch of United States work, trying to tie the hands of the government and prevent government from pursuing the sort of welfare state or activist agenda that we used to see governments around the Western world performing in the 20th century. And so in a whole series of acts that have gone through the New Zealand Parliament, there are things that tie the hands of government and its agencies to prevent it from doing things that neoliberals object to. The State-Owned Enterprises Act way back in 1986 prevented government businesses from acting in a socially responsible way unless they made a profit at it. The principles of responsible fiscal policy were built into the Public Finance Act starting 1996 and then again in 2004. And those principles have tied the ministers of finance to small government, low taxes, low debt targets, which prevented the government from stepping in to do things that needed to be done in infrastructure and health and education and so on. And now the Regulatory Standards Bill is putting into legislation a great deal of red tape. While proponents of the bill talk about removing red tape, in actual fact, the Regulatory Standards Bill is a way of putting red tape everywhere in the path of government ministers wanting to do something by requiring them to show that what they're doing is consistent with a set of very restrictive, very right-wing principles designed to protect property rights and completely ignoring things like te tiriti or waitangi and all sorts of other things that most New Zealanders want their governments to respect. This bill just gives total primacy to private property to be protected above all else. And it means that any time government encroaches on private property, it finds itself entangled in a web of requirements to declare compliance and to face cross-questioning from a new sort of star chamber that has been set up called the Regulatory Standards Board. At the same time, the chief executives of government departments who usually work to the direction of and responsible to the ministers who hold the portfolios, for example, the Minister of Health is the minister to whom the chief executive of the Ministry of Health is accountable. Well, under this bill, now the chief executives of all the government ministries are accountable to the Regulatory Standards Bill and hence to the Minister of Regulation. In other words, David Seymour as minister has set himself up as a super authority above the heads of all the other ministers in the government, and he can summon the chief executives of the other agencies without them having to get a clearance from their ministers to come before the Regulatory Standards Bill and answer a whole series of quite intrusive questions about the way that they're implementing the regulations and the legislation that their ministry is responsible for. At the same time, the Regulatory Standards Bill is able to use the machinery of the High Court to force all sorts of people to appear before the board to be cross-questioned on their conduct. And this extends all the way down to the non-government agencies that have contracts to provide services out there in the community, things like home care and so on. All the way down the chain, anybody operating under any piece of legislative authority on behalf of the public sector in New Zealand can be summoned before this board to be cross-questioned on what they're up to. It's a hugely intrusive, very time-consuming process, which is going to tie up a lot of public service staff and resources in endless filling out of forms and paperwork and writing reports, all just for the satisfaction of the Minister of Regulation. And to my mind, the two clear purposes of this bill, which it performs extremely well, are firstly to narrow the focus of government action and prevent government doing anything to encroach on private property. The other thing is to slow down the entire machinery of government by bogging it down in precisely the sort of minuscule red tape that the ACT Party and others always complain about the private sector being subject to. In other words, they've taken the narrative story of the private sector finding itself always stuck with compliance and form filling. They've taken that mechanism as they imagine it to be and applied it to try to slow the government down. So the whole exercise, to my mind, is firstly very anti-democratic, because it means that any government getting elected with a mandate to really pursue the common good, where that is sometimes at the expense of big private vested interests like the electricity monopolists or the supermarkets or the oil companies, suddenly finds itself up against this brick wall of compliance requirements to show that it hasn't encroached on private property rights without paying compensation. It's a huge chilling effect on what I would regard often as democratically required action by the government. So not only is it anti-democratic, but it's inefficient because of its clear purpose to make government less efficient, not more efficient. So on several fronts, I think it's a great pity that Parliament has put this bill through, and I very much hope that it will be very quickly repealed if the government changes.
Yeah, speaking to which, the opposition has declared that this Act would be repealed if we do see a change in government. Could you see this Act lasting a long time, or is it too early to say?
It really depends on the next election. My hope is that any government that put legislation like this through would be immediately rejected by the electorate. I mean, that involves taking a deep breath and saying, I do have faith in the general wisdom of the voting population to know when it's being fed poison. And so we just have to hope that the next election, the government does change. And we then have to hope that if indeed the government does change, that it does proceed to repeal this law. That can be a difficulty, because once government changes, a huge amount depends on the negotiations that produce the new government, and which parties are involved in those negotiations obviously will colour the outcome. So, you know, you can imagine a world in which this Act would remain on the statute books for a while longer. I think that would be a pity, and I think in due course we would learn that it was a mistake, but I can't guarantee you that it will not last beyond the change of government.
That was the Victoria University of Wellington's Geoffrey Bertram on the passing of the Regulatory Standards Bill and what this means heading forward. We'll be right back after this short break.